Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. I love this. This is like the favorite thing that I do in my life. And today, my show is, I don't know if it's a controversial topic, but it's a little edgy, and it's getting very popular, I think, with people. Maybe people are talking about it more these days, but the subject is about friends with benefits. And when I think about friends with benefits, I think that it's a friendship that can develop into something sexual quite by no reason at all or quite by design or desire. I'm not really sure exactly why people get into friends with benefits. I've certainly had a friend with a benefit or two in my life. And I just think that it's getting more popular to talk about. Maybe it's been going on forever, but people haven't really talked about it. So I'm not sure if you're listening out there, if you've had a friend with benefits, if you want a friend with benefits, but today we're going to explore the whole notion of friends with benefits. And my guest today is Reed Mihalko. If John Stewart and Dr. Ruth had an illegitimate child, it'd be sex and relationship expert Reed Mihalko of www.readaboutsex.com, who helps adults create more self-esteem, self-confidence, and greater health in relationships and in their sex lives. Reed has appeared on the Emmy Award-winning talk show Montel. He's been on the Fox News, in Newsweek, in 17, in GQ, the Washington Post, and he's appeared in 13 countries in at least 7 languages. His workshops have been attended by close to 30,000 men and women. Reed, it is my pleasure to have you on the show.
Yay! Thank you.
It's great. You've been around the block a few times.
We have been. You and I both have been around the block a few times. I would say that you're in my peer group. You're one of my sex geek friends with benefits, where you and I get to hang out every once in a while and talk about relationships and sexuality and stuff. So thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's great. I love having you on the show. Look, I love seeing you wherever we are. You know, like, you're just one of my favorite people. So here you are today on Sex and Happiness, and we're going to see if friends with benefits give people more sex and if they make them happier. Mm-hmm. We just have to see about that. If you were describing what a friend with benefits is, what would you say it is, and how come it's becoming so popular right now?
Yeah, well, I would say friends with benefits is really the idea that you can have somebody in your life that's technically not a, you know, quote unquote relationship with a capital R, somebody that,
or your beloved, like somebody who you would call
your beloved, your partner. You know, the culturally sanctioned permission that our great grandparents had to knock boots with somebody. You know, these days, you know, we've, you know, I think evolved a little bit. Things are there's a wider playing field, and so friends with benefits is the idea is that somebody whom you have sex with on a regular basis, and I actually think now it's even a wider definition. It doesn't mean have to just be sex, but I mean you have a cuddle buddy, and for some people, you know, just getting some social affection is a benefit these days in our times where we work 60-hour weeks and come home to, you know, a roommate that we don't even want to talk to. so friends with benefits, you know, traditionally was somebody that you were having sex with whom wasn't a stranger, but also wasn't somebody you were dating.
And, oh, that's it. Yeah, I get the distinction. You're not dating this person. You're not madly in love with this person. It's somebody that you're just like having a really close, warm, cuddly, and maybe sexual relationship with.
And then we could even go further in that for some people, friends with benefits doesn't necessarily even have to be warm and cuddly. You know, it's the regular Friday night or Saturday night booty call. But over time, you've been having the booty call with the same person, and so now you're kind of, you know, each other. And maybe it's more of a friendly booty call, which might overlap onto friends with benefits.
So you made reference before to boot knocking. That was a cute expression. So are you saying that the forefathers of the United States, you know, like George Washington, had a booty call? And,
you know, we do know for a fact that Benjamin Franklin was quite the ladies' man, and in fact, you know, was sent to France to be part of the American entourage, or, you know, the American ambassador to France, because he was so good with the ladies, and social proclivities back then allowed for dalliances of a sexual nature, and Ben didn't have any moral issues with that at all, and quite enjoyed it. So I'm sure Ben Franklin definitely had friends with benefits, even internationally.
Yeah, okay, I get it. So, I mean, that was just a cute expression you used. So this, so really, it's been around forever, and somebody just called it. Someone named it Friends with Benefits,
yeah,
to give it a kind of cutesy little way to describe the fact. Look, what it really points to, I think, and it was unstated by you, but what it really points to is that people actually need affinity. They need love and affection. They need petting. They need cuddling, just like pets do. They need, you know, just like people will put their cat in their lap, or they'll pet their dog forever, and they'll pay so much attention to an animal. We, as creatures of the wild, we need that same kind of stroking and attention and cuddling and nurturance that we often don't get if we're not in a capital R relationship. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, touch is a basic human need. There's a medical condition called skin hunger. It's why solitary confinement in prisons is so painful. You know, we are, for the most part, as Tim Minchin likes to sing about, you know, we're monkeys with shoes. And, you know, which means we're social creatures. And in American society, at least, and internationally, you know, sex has a negative ring to it often. And, you know, it's always been prescribed under conditions of love and partnership and relationship. So for those of us who are in between relationships or don't want to have a relationship right now because maybe we're focusing on work or, you know, raising children in a single parent household, or, you know, whatever your reason is, you know, your needs don't go away, and you might not have a community that's super touchy-feely, and so you need to call a friend.
Right,
for lack of a better phrase, and I really do think that's where friends with benefits came from. I know for me, my first run-ins with friends with benefits was really in college, and I think maybe, you know, in college for a lot of folks.
It was the first time we got out of home, and so we could have a friend we could have a sleepover friend, not like a pajama party.
Yeah, and so you have perhaps people in your life who were a good fit, where you both were on the same page or similar pages for what you wanted to get out of life, you know. And then for some of us, you know, who are more generous with our genitalia than others, it's just nice, you know, in the same way that, or a similar way that somebody might rub the shoulders of a friend and not think that that's suspect or weird. There are some of us who are a little bit more slutty than others, in a good way, in an empowering reclamation use of the word, you know, and sharing our bodies with one another is friendly, and hence friends with benefits has a similar but more ingrained meaning.
Well, when you were saying it, I was thinking, you know, perhaps this is the real friend, you know, not just a friend that you shake hands with or clunk knuckles with, but somebody who you get to be this kind of physically close with is perhaps really your friend.
Well,
you know, like the real friend thing to do.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's really interesting is if pop culture is a clue into what people are wrestling with, or at least what the media is putting out there for us to chew on and consume. You know, we've had several films in the last 2 years come out that are about or based on Friends with Benefits. There was Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher came out in a movie called No Strings Attached. Before that, I believe, time-wise, it was Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway were in a movie called Love and Other Drugs about two people who get together for casual sex, and then it develops into something much, much more. And then, of course, you know, the title says it all. Justin Timberlake's and Mia Kunis just came out in a movie called Friends with Benefits. So the idea that we're actually having movies now that are about these topics or discussing these topics or have these topics as a main thread, I think is an indication that society is kind of growing into itself around accepting the idea. It doesn't have so much shame anymore. It's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. But at the same time, people are wrestling with it. Like, can you be friends with benefits and not fall in love? Is it to fall in love? And
this is exactly where I was going to go with this. This actually possible. But we actually are going to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to pose that question to you. Is it possible to have a friend with benefit and then not fall in love with a person? And then what happens if the person really was only looking at you as a friend? Mm. So we're going to pause there. We'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I am talking with Reed Mihalko, who is a sex and relationship expert. He teaches all over the world, and he's got something to say. Reed is somebody who has something to say about a lot of things in terms of the way people relate. So when we come back, I'm going to be asking him about, is it really possible to have friends with benefits? My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Writer. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use a Love Writer in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back, and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Writer through me. That's loverider.com, LUVRYDR.
Well, I'm here with Reed Mihalko, and we're talking about friends with benefits. And I'm asking, you know, the big question for me is it possible to still be friends, or once those pheromones and those oxytocins start coming into play and those libidos swing, what happens? Do people stay friends? What happens if one person falls in love with the other and the other goes, no, babe, we just, that's not the agreement. What's real? I mean, Hollywood can do a lot with this, but Reed, what's your experience?
Well, I mean, Hollywood is kind of, you know, playing to the trope of everyone's looking for a romantic partner, and everyone, their lives are completed once they're in love, and you know, two become one, and all that. And while that's definitely what some people are looking for, I think as an educator and as a role model that you're allowed to be whatever you want to be and whatever makes you happy, and that you're not broken if all you want to have is friends with benefits, or, you know, if you want to be married in a year and having babies in two. Like, it's all really about what makes you happy, and then date your species. Like, find people who have similar needs, wants, and intentions, and make a go of it. As far as falling in love goes, the chemistry, the brain chemistry of love is tricky business, only because you kind of can't predict it, when you're going to bond with somebody intensely and when you're not. So again, like, my advice is pick friends with benefits who have really high emotional IQs, you know, have their black belts in relationships. Such.
I love that. That's your term. I love that term.
You know, such that if you guys start going into the crazy brain chemistry of falling in love, or one of you falls in love with the other person, you guys have some skill sets to be able to navigate those waters and not have it be too tumultuous. And if you guys have great emotional reserves and are smart and you like each other, you know, maybe falling in love is perfectly great and is exactly what the both of you need. What's tricky with hormones and brain chemistry, and there have been studies where they've taken couples in love and put them through an MRI scanner, what's tricky is the brain centers that are active when you are in love are exactly the same brain centers that are active when you're addicted to cocaine.
Sure, that's why they named the thing Love and Other Drugs.
Exactly.
But, you know, also there's other things. When you're in love, you have your body produces immune cells, like T cells that keep you free from the flu and from colds.
Well, basically from the other person's germs. Because you're knocking boots so much.
I once had my live blood cell test, and the guy looked at me and he said, "Are you in a new relationship?" And at the time I was. He said, "You have the blood chemistry of somebody in love." And I said, "Well, you know." He said, "You're not going to get a cold or anything for quite some time, probably, as long as you stay on this kind of high." The thing is, though, for me, there's questions about it because, well, I can understand why this is becoming popular in a certain way, because the marriage failure rate is so high. Like, it makes more sense to have friends with benefits almost than it does to say I do. You know,
but it's also, I think what's going on is what we're witnessing or experiencing is this interesting perfect storm, right? We went through the beginnings of the sexual revolution, and feminism got its traction in society.
I was there.
I was in the first
wave of feminist soldiers.
Well, I mean, that would mean you were alive back in the suffrage days. So, I mean, Laurie, you look good for your age, but please don't tell me you're 123.
No. Well, actually, you know, I could be. But no, you know, but I mean, really, I was there when we were experimenting, when the birth control pill came out. I mean, there we go. Friends with benefits. There were people that, you know, there were friends that said, okay, we're such good friends. We have an attraction for each other. We're not going to be a couple, but let's get the sex out of the way. You know, like, let's just see what it's like to be together for once or twice or five times.
Or let's just frolic and play.
Yeah.
I mean, for the first time in history, you know, sex didn't have to be the thing that was an 18-year commitment for the woman because she got pregnant and had to raise a child.
Exactly.
You know, and so what's happening, I think, now is, of course, AIDS shifted things for a little bit and still has. I mean, it's never shifted back. But basically now for the generation that's in college, for, you know, Generation Y, AIDS isn't fatal to them. Magic Johnson's been around forever. And so now sex is slowly starting to become quote unquote safe again. And people are they've always been frolicking, but basically societally speaking, it's okay to explore again. People are starting to consider, well, yeah, do I need to get married like my parents did to have sex? No. Do I have to be completely ashamed and guilt-ridden that I'm having sex outside of marriage? Will I be, you know, excommunicated from my community? For most people, the answer is no.
No.
So it's safer for them to explore. And if you're not dating somebody, who do you pick? You pick a stranger or you pick a friend?
You pick a friend.
You know, and for most people, it is. It's the friend. I'm going to pick a friend to sleep with to get my needs met, to help them get their needs met, and we're going to have fun. And where it becomes tricky for me as an educator is, even though we still have this room to play and explore, culture is not teaching us the skill sets that we need to be able to navigate our own brain chemistry around love and navigate just as decent human beings how to have sex with our friends and not have it make things wonky.
Yeah, I like that. So you're doing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I talk really frankly about sex and in a non-shameful way. I personally happen to have a lot of friends with benefits because my sexual self-expression is very slutty. And by slut, I mean I'm somebody to whom getting to know somebody doesn't have to be a verbal conversation. We can have a conversation with our bodies, and that's just as exciting and as information gathering for me as you and I sitting down over coffee and talking about our lives. You know, so for me and my nervous system, that's very comfortable. And I just happen to have those black belt relationship skills to be able to communicate what my needs are, and also more importantly vet whom I should be sleeping with. You know, and that's where I'd mention dating your species.
Some
friends aren't really wired for friends with benefits, and it helps a lot if you want to have a friends with benefits person in your life or people in your life, and you can kind of tell if your friend's a good candidate for that or not.
So I'm going to ask you about that when we come back. We're going to pause here for a second. I'm here with Reid Mihalko, and we're talking about friends with benefits and who makes a good candidate as a friend with a benefit and who doesn't, and what the skill sets are that you might need to be able to navigate being in a sexual and physical relationship with somebody who is a friend, not somebody who's your romantic object. And Reid is an expert on communication and navigating these kinds of things. So when we come back, I'm actually going to be asking you about who makes a good candidate, you know, how you could size someone up, and also this black belt thing that you're talking about, black belt and skills, we'll talk a little bit more about the kinds of skills you need and how people can get them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm here with Reid Mihalko, and we're talking about Friends with Benefits, which is becoming a more popularized idea for people now that the AIDS fear and crisis is, it's not over, but it's subsided to a certain extent, and people are becoming more sexually expressive with each other. I know it's true because when I started being a Tantra teacher, a teacher of sacred sexuality, there were probably 50 Tantra teachers in the whole world, and now there's hundreds and maybe thousands of us around facilitating people's urge and desire and interest in becoming more sexual as human beings, like more sexually self-expressed. And Reid is a person who travels around the world and teaches people the communication of how to navigate what it is you desire on many subjects. And today I just happen to have invited him to talk about Friends with Benefits. So, Reid, when we left off, you were actually talking about choosing someone, how you would size somebody up to know whether they should be a friend with benefits or not.
The ideas around how do you tell if your friend is a good candidate for jumping into the sack. I mean, the main thing to look for is, do they already have friends with benefits? Friends with whom you have a strong friendship with. Because if you guys happen to fall in love, and if that happens to make things wonky, or if they fall in love with somebody else and start dating somebody seriously, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of cut out of the friends with benefits thing because, you know, they happen to be monogamous. You know, you can be monogamous and have friends with benefits.
You don't have to have a real break in belonging from each other.
Yeah, and that's what makes me so sad is when you see people trying to get their erotic needs met with people that they care about, people that they respect, and then they happen to fall in love where the other person becomes unavailable, and then it ruins the friendship. I think that goes back to the piece where culture hasn't taught us yet how to navigate that stuff, how to make that stuff okay. And the parallel example is like we're now just starting to see in our culture role modeling around people, couples getting divorced and having that be something they celebrate, something that
they become better friends now that they're off the hook mm-hmm. with each other, and they stop fighting over every little thing, and they stop whatever that is. Yeah. You know, all the miscommunication that happened in their relationship now becomes an opening.
Exactly. And so one of the things that I try to let people know is that just because the friends with benefit thing didn't work out doesn't mean you cross the Rubicon and you can never stay friends. If something's wobbly and weird, it probably has a lot to do with the fact that culture hasn't made it okay for us to have the friends with benefit thing not work out. And that has,
right.
And that goes back to duration. We measure the success of relationships based on how long they last. We haven't shifted the metrics yet. And I believe that relationships really should be measured in this day and age by depth, not duration.
That's interesting. That's a really interesting way to look at it.
And if you apply that to friends with benefits, then were you guys respectful to each other? Did you guys have fun? And did you guys get what you needed in the moment? No matter how shallow it was or how deep it was, were you guys able to be friends or at least decent, respectful human beings
throughout?
And not measure the success of the friends with benefits on the duration, like how long were you guys friends with benefits? And that's the cultural messaging we're going to need to see moving forward before people can really do this with any kind of sense of aplomb or savviness.
Mm.
And I think, you know, right now people are just clunky.
So in the clunkiness of it, I know that you created something in the past called cuddle parties. Mm-hmm. And that's what earned you a lot of this notoriety that you got by appearing in shows, different shows and magazines. Mm-hmm. And a lot of press you got on that. I know that.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm bringing up cuddle parties, and I know that you also have workshops in sex geek communications. Mm-hmm. And I attended a workshop that you did on flirting, which was completely fun. And gave permission for people to be clunky. Mm-hmm. Like in the workshop I attended at that conference in Washington, D.C., you gave everybody a permission to go around and make eye contact in the weirdest way we possibly could make eye contact so that we could get over ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what are all these things point to some skill sets that you deliver? And, you know, where could people start with that? What are some of the things people need to get, not mastery, but a comfort with?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I would recommend first is first off, expand your range of what quote unquote sex is. So if you're going to have friends with benefits, you know, most people think, oh, that's a sex partner. And it doesn't have to be. It can be a cuddle buddy. It can be somebody that you exchange massages with. It can be somebody that is your makeout buddy, and you guys just get together every couple of weeks and just make out like you're teenagers. Like, there's so many different ranges of
I want that.
Well, who wouldn't?
I want that one back.
Like, I want a friend with a really big, like, 1970s car that we can,
yeah,
that we, with a bench seat in the front, that we can make out in the front of the car with, like, when go parking, like, whatever those things are for you that you're like, oh, I wish I had that. Make a list of those things and then go talk to people that you know, or, you know, it can be strangers. Like, you can go into, like, go to a sex education conference or go to a workshop at your local retreat center or sex positive adult store and start to meet the people in your community and bring your list and be like, hey, these are things I'm looking to create. Are you interested in any of these? And start using those conversations to build the kind of community that you want, because not every one of us can just go into work and tell our coffee clutch friends, hey, you know what? I'm looking for a makeup buddy.
Au contraire.
Well, I mean, some
that
of us,
wouldn't
yes,
be.
But not everybody.
Depends on where you work.
Yeah. And you and I, Lori, we live in a bubble. Like, we think talking about friends with benefits publicly is normal. You know, other people might be a little bit more conservative. So my range of advice is basically for everybody. Figure out what those things are that really turn you on that you would like to have, even if you couldn't have a relationship.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's, you know what, the skills, just what you're talking about, how do I want to say this? What you're talking about really is having basic communication skills around navigating sexuality,
mm-hmm.
because it's not just to find a friend with benefit, but if people could talk about them, could make their list and just say, wow, this would be my list. If I could have everything I want, I want someone to make out with, I want someone to exchange massage with, I want someone to cuddle me or just touch me when I'm feeling kind of down, and I'd like to be able to just call them and ask them to come over. That's kind of like a real human thing. We've blown sexuality so out of the water, not you and I, but, you know, the world,
mm-hmm.
especially in the United States of America, has made it such a, has given it such fear and loathing and all kinds of things around it, and made it have so many circumstances and so many loops and hoops to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
This is just basic communication. You know, this is what I'd like.
And this is where we come back full circle to, you know, our culture has so much sex negativity. You know, if we were talking about, if this show was about friends you want to cook with and drink wine with, this wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. No, it wouldn't at all. People would just go, yeah, that's so cool.
It's called
friends you want to,
yeah.
Friends you want to run with or go to the gym with.
Yeah.
It would be great. This is the same thing, only it's,
you know,
it involves an intimacy that's been distorted.
Yeah. And then again, like, it's possible to have casual sex and casual friends in the same way that you might have a casual, you know, movie buddy that you always go see action flicks with because your other friends hate action movies.
Right.
You know, you can have casual friends with benefits, and you can have super duper serious, like best friends with benefits forever. And that's the other piece to look at when you're figuring out what do you want. Like how close of a friend do you need them to be so that you can relax?
So when we come back, I'm going to be asking you about how people can get in touch with you and what kinds of workshops they can expect to find from you. And also I want to talk more about this black belt because I know you have a film about it. And so I want people to know about that, how they can find more out about that. So we'll be right back.
What are you all doing for Valentine's this year? We have something that we've cooked up for you that we think is really special.
You know, Valentine's candy, flowers, we get that all the time. But how about stretching past what you might think you want and doing something extraordinary and exciting and so sexy it'll blow your skirt up?
I want it.
Come to Hedonism with us. We have intimacy and sex magic ready for you. A full week packed with excitement, sexy, hot, life-changing.
So that's myself, Lori Handlers, and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and Dr. Mark Pierce. We will be cooking up this sexy week for you.
Go to exoticlifestyleevents.com and look for the Valentine's Week logo.
You will not be sorry. You would never have a regret for joining us at Hedonism in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, for Valentine's Week. You will pinch yourself. You'll be so excited. You'll never want to do just plain old flowers and candy again.
They'll be living sex, magic, and happiness.
Really. So join us. Go to the website again one more time.
ExoticLifestyleEvents.com.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sybian. Go to Sybian.com. That's Sybian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handler's told you about Sybian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We are back with Sex and Happiness, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to a show on Friends with Benefits right here at Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and Reid Mihalko is my guest today, and you can find him mainly at readaboutsex.com, and I'm going to spell that for you because it's not read like reading a book. It's read, R-E-I-D, about, A-B-O-U-T, sex, S-E-X. com. That's where you can find out most of the things, if not all the things that Reid has going on these days in the world. One of the things I alluded to in the last segment was the thing you've mentioned a couple times, gaining your black belt in navigating relationships. And I know you have a DVD about that, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about what that entails. Give us a few tips from that, because
sure.
I don't want you to, you know, divulge the whole thing, but I definitely want the listeners to get something to take away.
Sure. The DVD is called Earning Your Black Belt in Relationships, and it was a DVD that I produced with a fellow sex educator and community leader, Kamala Devi, whom you know, who's down in San Diego.
Sure.
And basically, she and I were working on a book. And our schedules got so busy that it was obvious that the book was never going to happen. It was never going to get finished. And so we took all of our notes for the chapters and put together, just rerouted it to make a DVD. The DVD is available on Amazon.com. It's available on my website, readaboutsex.com. And primarily the DVD is focused to people who are interested in non-monogamy, who are interested in open relationships. But the relationship skill sets that we talk about are the same for monogamous people as they are for polyamory folks and swingers and just, you know, freaky kinksters. because the skill sets, the communication skill sets and the self-awareness skill sets that it takes to be able to make one relationship work are the exact same that it takes to make four or five relationships work. They're the same communication skill sets and intimacy developing skill sets that it takes to create one really deep friendship or have seven or eight friends. So these are basic relationship skill sets, and we are very clever in that each chapter of the DVD is a rule that basically spells out the word black belts. So we've turned it into an acronym, and I can say what those are right off the bat.
That would be great. I'd like to hear those.
So it's and again, just remember it spells black belt. So the first one is be real, labels and love styles, agreements and boundaries, clear communication, know your needs. That spells the word black. And then belts is breakups and transitions, emotions are welcome, learning curves, takes a tribe, and sex and spirituality. And so that acronym basically covers the gamut of what we think is important and the skill sets and some of the homework assignments inside of those skill sets that people need to be doing to be able to deepen their relationships and feel less sexual shame, and to basically not only be able to be better communicators, but be better role models. Because when you're better at communicating and knowing what your needs are, and you're practicing those skill sets in your relationships, you're also giving the people around you permission to communicate back to you in their relationships.
Sure.
And part of what I think is the biggest problem with people's relationships today is it's what you're not saying that's destroying your relationship.
Sure, the withholding.
Yep.
Whatever the resentments are, even the appreciations.
Exactly.
I appreciate you for this, and I resent you for this.
Yep.
I mean, as basic as, I guess, the radical honesty, honesty concept. I'm going to tell you all my appreciations, and I'm going to tell you all my withholds and resentments.
Exactly.
And you're going to get them so that it's not like I'm beating you up. It's if I don't say them to you, I'm not participating. I'm not participating in this relationship.
Exactly.
And
then if you and I are going to try to stay together for 2, 5, 10, 15 years, those little unsaid things, the negative things and the positive things, those build up and create gunk that gunks up your intimacy. And then all of a sudden, when your brain chemistry wears off, that you know, the honeymoon period of being addicted to crack, that the crack cocaine that is your partner, when that brain chemistry wears off, what you're left with is all this gunk. And then the quote-unquote reality sets in. And really the reality is you guys didn't have really good communication skills built in at the beginning, so that there's just less gunk over the years.
Well, that's the main thing that you've actually been saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the underlying theme that you've been saying throughout this whole show, which is society does not prepare us to be relating.
Yeah.
We don't learn good communication skills. We might learn history, math, geography, earth science, whatever, chemistry. We learn all these things that, to me at this point, seem somewhat irrelevant in my life. And luckily for me and you, we came out as expert communicators. What that says about us in terms of why we had to become excellent communicators. I mean, I know why I had to, and, you know, I can make stuff up about why you had to. It's kind of like lucky us that we came out with our primary drive to, like, connect with other people and to be able to maneuver and navigate a world which is very uncommunicative and cold, actually. And people are so lacking in this, and this is what they need more. It's almost like they need to communicate as much as they need sex, if not more, because the communication will get them everything they want.
Exactly. I mean, and it allows you to work through the upset and the disappointment when you don't get what you want, or when a relationship didn't last your entire life, and you were hoping it would. Or your friends with benefits just got married, and now you don't have any friends with benefits, and you have to start from scratch.
Right. And yeah, that's a good one. And so what are you doing these days? I mean, I know you're not doing cuddle parties anymore. You kind of delegate cuddle parties to everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I mean, cuddle parties now is its own nonprofit organization that trains people to run that particular workshop. It's existing now in 7 countries on 5 continents now. We have cuddle parties going on a regular basis. And I stepped away from it mostly because I wanted to go do more sexual workshops.
Right.
And we needed people to trust that cuddle party was still a sacred, non-sexual space. I stepped away from cuddle party so that I could go run and focus on teaching people how to increase their sexual self-confidence and the communication skills around that. So now I travel all over the country and speak at colleges on pretty much anything related to sex and intimacy, with the exception of, like, quote-unquote, like BDSM and super kinky stuff. That's not how my love life looks.
Right.
And while I can teach the communication skill sets and some of the principles involved with BDSM, I stick more to what would traditionally be called vanilla sex.
So you talk about flirting. I mean, we know that. Flirting.
Flirting, dating.
Negotiating a non-monogamous, like negotiating multiple partners.
Yeah, or just negotiating your relationship boundaries, period, if you're monogamous or not. And that's really the big thing that I tell people is, like, I'm not out trying to train people to be like Reid Mihalko. You know, I'm not
Who could?
Well, it's a lot of work, and I don't recommend it.
No, but here's the thing. You're unique in all the world. You know what I mean? There isn't another you. Nobody could be you or be like you. So it's pointless for people to try to be you. They have to be their best selves.
Exactly. And so what I'm doing is I'm trying to create workshops and content that helps people figure out who they are for themselves around sex and intimacy, and then how to find like-minded people to date or just hang out with.
Yeah, it's great. Really great.
And that's the kind of stuff that I wish I had somebody explaining to me back in college. And that's why I'm so passionate about working with college-age adults, because they're completely starving for advice. Most of their parents, if their own parents aren't divorced, they know kids who and have friends whose parents are divorced, you know. So for them, they're just trying to figure out how to make relationships work.
Yeah, it's great.
And culture is in that wobbly place right now where the reasons that we get together and stay together, I think, are different than our great-grandparents.
Well, I thank you so much. I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I also want to thank you for the work that you do. I, too, needed that kind of thing in college, and I didn't have anybody. I had to find my own way, and that's probably why I'm doing what I do for people. Mm-hmm. And I just really thank you, Reid. Thank you for the expansiveness of you. You're really somebody who's just totally fun, totally on purpose and on target with the timing of what you're doing, and just completely great and fun. Completely great and fun about it and making a difference with college students and with all of us. So thank you so much. I want to thank my sponsors, the Hormone Nurse, and my sister, Valerie Handlers, with Life Wave Patches for People and Pets, and Ladybug Environmentally Safe Pest Control of West Palm Beach, and of course my newest sponsor, Zestra. Thank you so much. Thank you everyone for listening. And see you next time on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.